Track 30. Things I'm passionate about. Julia.
I'm really passionate about playing tennis. I've been playing nearly 20 years. I was about 7 or 8 when I started taking lessons, and I had a fantastic teacher. I think that's why I still love it. She was passionate about the sport, and that influenced me. I have played in competitions mainly when I was at school. I still do sometimes. I enjoy it, I think, because it's a very psychological game. I mean, if you're playing badly, you have to push yourself to continue. It's a challenge not to give up. It's also a very sociable sport. I've made lots of friends playing doubles, and it's a game that doesn't have to be expensive. Anyone can play. All you need is a tennis racket. You don't need expensive clothing or equipment like you do for skiing, and it's a fantastic way to keep fit all year round. There's only about 3 months that you can't play. When I lived in Australia, I played every week of the year. I adored that. It was great.
Paul.
My passion at the moment is horseback riding. It's strange to hear myself say that because I've only been doing it about a year and I never imagined I'd be so into it. It all happened because I was talking to someone who rode horses and I said that stupid thing people often say, "Oh, I've always wanted to do that." And she said, "Why don't you then?" And I thought, "Why not? I've always liked horses. They're so big and powerful. But so beautiful when you see them racing around a field or on a track. It amazes me that they let people ride on their backs. Riding is very physically demanding because your body has to be in harmony. It has to move with the horse, but it keeps you fit. Of course, I have fallen off a few times, but it seems that the more you fall, the less it hurts. Also, you have to try and understand your horse. They have moods. You never quite know what a ride is going to be like. A horse you had a great ride on 1 week can be slow and miserable the next week. I really like that about horses. They have personalities.
Andrew.
I'm passionate about poetry. I studied English literature in college, but it wasn't until after I graduated that I really got into poetry and I started writing some myself. And I met some other people who wrote poetry, and I heard them read it aloud, and that was amazing. I felt the power of the words. The thing I like so much about it is that you can say so much with just a few words. So little means a lot. Each word, each noun, adjective, preposition has to work hard. There's a poem by Simon Armitage called To His Lost Lover. It's a poem of regret, about not saying the things you should have said in a relationship. It has it all for me. Poetry's all about saying what often goes unsaid and with passion. It can be such a help in your life. If you feel tired or depressed, you can always find a poem that will help. It can be short or long. It doesn't matter.
James.
The thing I'm passionate about, and this may surprise many people, is, Seattle weather. I know lots of people can't stand our weather. They complain about it all the time, but I love it. You see, when I was a child, my family lived in California for 5 years, and we had about 365 days of sunshine every year. It was so boring. I was 10 when we came back to Seattle, and I just loved all the changes in the weather. Here you really appreciate the sunshine, and you notice the seasons. For me, one of nature's miracles is after a long, hot, sunny day, there's a thunderstorm or a downpour of rain, and you go outside and you can smell the freshness in the air. The world has been washed clean and bright. It's magic. And you know, it's a myth that it rains all the time. It doesn't. It rains less here than in New York or Atlanta.
Kim.
Something I feel really passionately about is fishing. My father and uncles have always been into this sport, and I started when I was about 6. We usually go fishing in Cape Cod, Massachusetts. We go out from about 5:30 in the morning, and we don't get back until late in the day. And the thing I love best about it is that you're away from everything and everyone, out in the water, just waiting, with nothing around you. In fishing, patience is the key to success. You have to keep quiet and still for hours on end until the fish bites the hook. But in my family, we only catch, never kill the fish. Once we capture it, we carefully release it, and it's not harmed.